Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Will Forte, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in person. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
Let's talk jigsaws.
All right.
Am I right in thinking you're a bit of a jigsaw fanatic?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
What is it about jigsaws you love? And to my listeners, it's not just like you have a couple of jigsaws. Like, you are dedicated to jigsaws, right?
Yes. My thing is I am undiagnosed OCD.
Okay.
But I definitely have some level of OCD in me that makes me love the challenge of a jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
And once I set down to get going on a jigsaw puzzle, I just have to keep going until I'm done.
Did you miss a Hawaiian beach holiday over a jigsaw?
Oh, yeah. So my friend had once, there's a long story about how she got this, but
okay.
She made a jigsaw puzzle of my bare butt and gave it to me.
These are the details that we need,
yeah.
Will. Okay.
So she, I will not say her name.
Okay,
she had some kind of something on her butt that she needed to go to a doctor for.
Definitely don't say her name.
And our friend, we have a friend who's a doctor,
right.
A mutual friend. So she sent a picture of this thing, we'll call it a lesion.
Sure.
On her butt to our friend who's a doctor to say, like, what is this? Do I need to be worried about this?
Yeah.
And then she was telling me how embarrassing it was to send this picture to our friend, the doctor. So I said, to make her feel better, I said, oh, here, I'll just send him a picture of my butt. So we sent this picture out to my friend, and then she took that picture and, like, 6 months later had it made into a jigsaw puzzle.
Astounding.
So we spent this whole week in Hawaii with me and this woman and then a collection of our friends.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was just staring at my own butt trying to put this puzzle together. And it's really hard because it's like
just basically skin.
Just
mostly
of pasty pieces of white.
There may be some shadows, but it's been, yeah, I get it.
Couple shadows of the crack and stuff, and those were the, you know, those were like your edge pieces, and then the crack.
Yeah.
Those were easy, and then it was like all kind of one color.
That's astounding. That is amazing. What a gift. People will know you from many things. Saturday Night Live loves to know you. MacGruber, we got to talk about that because it's one of my favorites. But also, you're Chester V in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which I don't know if a lot of people even remember how much I love that movie. But it's one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you very much.
I know it's a deep, deep cut, as they say, but I love it.
It's so funny because my kids, I have a 3-year-old now,
right,
and a year and a half year old. So they don't. Every once in a while, my wife will put on something which I'm in, and they don't really understand the concept of what I do. So I think they just think it's like when we, you know, film them on our phones and then show it. It's like, oh, this is a TV version of that.
Right.
So, but they did, it started to sink in when they were watching Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs 2. And then I, you know, we were saying, oh, that's daddy right there. That's daddy. And they're like
what?
This kind of
ginger bald guy
animated character. No. And then I would do the voice. And then I think it's kind of sinking in.
Okay. Well, certainly with the 3-year-old, I would think.
My kids watch MacGruber every night.
Okay.
It's their bedtime routine. We want, no. Oh my God. I'd
imagine
protective services would come immediately show up and take my kids away. Yeah, it is funny that you do think about that stuff. I've done some very dirty, unseemly things. So like to you know, you do start to think like, oh, what my parent, my kids as they grow up,
they're gonna have to deal with this.
They're gonna have to deal with it. So
as long as they don't find your OnlyFans, your jigsaw OnlyFans, they'll be fine.
That is a great idea,
isn't it? Though people would pay money for it. Come here, though. Let's talk bodkin. Okay, because I'm looking. If I've seen some bodkin, obviously at this moment in time, my audience may not have seen it. So can you give them like a 30-second idea of what bodkin is, the series on Netflix?
Okay, I am a podcaster. I join up with an investigative journalist and a research assistant, and we all try to solve this mystery that happened 20 years ago. 3 people went missing at a Samhain festival. So we're coming to just do a podcast on it, think it's going to be a fluff piece.
Sure.
And then we start unraveling the mystery.
A real mystery.
A lot of twists and turns.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mixture of everything. It's like a mystery, a comedy.
That's actually
drama.
What I like most about it is that, because oftentimes something can pitch itself as a dramedy and have too much drama or too much comedy and fall kind of. This one I think is pitched so perfectly. Like, let me give you everyone an example, right? This is the moment you guys check in to the B&B, the guest house in Ireland. Have a listen to this.
So you're from America then?
Chicago originally.
Oh, Chicago. I had a couple here from Chicago a few years ago. What was their name? Roger. He was Roger, yeah. And I want to say Beth. Roger and Beth. Do you know them?
I don't think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we get Four Seasons in one day here.
Four Seasons in one day.
I love it.
Have you got a good coat?
Well, I have this one.
Yeah, but do you have a good one?
It's like, that is the most Irish welcome to anything ever. And the strange thing is that conversation that seems so ridiculous that you might know the two people from Chicago, the reason that's asked is because in Ireland, any part of the world, that's a conversation that happens. And I guarantee you, we do know the people one county that you have no business knowing, but you'll know someone who knows someone. That's John's sister's son. I know him. You know what I mean? It actually happens.
Yeah.
It's like, I suppose it's a country of 5 million people.
I went to UCLA. This is a different version of that. Mm. UCLA is a huge school. You know, 35,000 people
It's a big town.
Yeah. And then all the time you'll meet somebody who says they went to UCLA and, do you know this person? And it is crazy the percentages of times that you do know the person. Yeah. Why not take a chance? Just a little...
Roger from
10
Chicago.
10 seconds, throw it out there. So exciting when it does happen and you do know the person.
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose in Bodkin, you are the quintessential American, quintessential podcaster.
Yes.
Always looking for the story, obsessed with this mystery, whatever. But how much of that is reflective in you coming to Ireland, spending so much time here? Because obviously you've been here a lot, but also you've been here fleetingly. Because, like, how long was Extraordinary to make? I mean, how long were you here?
Well, Extraordinary, I was only here for 3 weeks.
Bodkin?
Bodkin, 5.5 months.
Embedded.
In 2014 to make Run and Jump, or 2013 it must have been. It came out in 2014, I think. And I was here for about 2 months, and that was where I really... fell in love with it.
Got the book, yeah.
And then I started coming back just to visit Ireland. And then when Extraordinary was coming out or came up, that opportunity, I was already going to come here for vacation.
I remember, I thought, I talked to you about that. Yeah,
oh, wow.
It coincided.
Somebody can pay for my flight over here. So I'm like, I'll do this thing. And then I read the script. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. Yeah. So I just got lucky because I was going to do it no matter what. And, same thing with
Bodkin.
It's just like these Ireland keeps luring me back, but I mean,
we are the siren in the sea.
I love it so much here. I feel really connected to it.
I love Bodkin so much. I cannot wait for everybody to see it. Check it out on Netflix. It is honestly so, so good. It's a beautiful mix of comedy and drama and mystery and all the things you love about true crime and the whole meta thing of it being a true crime podcast, but then there's a true crime story unfolding inside it. It's wonderful.
Oh,
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Really liked it. Let's talk about your career because I've watched you in lots of things from Saturday Night Live on. I've absolutely loved everything you've done. Look back, I know you're not an 85-year-old man who's retired and you're looking back in your career
I'm getting
now.
Close.
No, definitely not. But I suppose do you have time to reflect maybe between jobs or whatever where you can kind of go and look at that time, for example, on Saturday Night Live and kind of process it? Or is it still all just part of one career that's ongoing?
It is. You know, it's interesting you say that because I got a chance to go back a couple weeks ago. Kristen Wiig hosted the show and I went back to do a couple sketches. And when you're there, you remember back. It feels like a million years ago.
Sure.
But every once in a while, sometimes you're just like anything in life. You're just going. It's
the opportunity.
Especially when you have young kids. It's like, what is the task that's right in front of me? Oh, got to go get eggs. Got to get eggs at the store. Got to get some apple sauce pouches.
Yes.
And you don't have time to really think about stuff. And this was a moment where I came back and I said, oh, wow, what a lucky person I was to have had this experience. Mm. And yeah, every once in a while you just have a moment to reflect on, you know, for me, reflect on how lucky I've been to get these opportunities to do all these different fun things. Because back at SNL, when I was leaving SNL, there was no, I didn't know if I'd ever act again. There
sure,
was no,
yeah.
It wasn't like I was the
leaving
hot
to do
commodity.
Something else.
I had just been at SNL. The MacGruber movie had just come out and just completely tanked. So I just thought I might, I had been a writer before going to SNL. So I thought,
you know, if I
don't get any acting jobs, I'll just go back to writing. And then I just got so lucky to have these different opportunities. So I'm very thankful, but yeah, you sometimes you don't, you know, you get so swept up in doing the day-to-day minutia that you kind of forget how lucky you are.
Quick fire round is what I do at the end of all my interviews,
okay.
So that's okay with you.
I'm ready.
First thing is, what are you obsessed with? And we'll take jigsaws out of the thing. Currently, right now, today, what are you obsessed with? It could be a food, an app, an exercise routine, a movie, a TV show, anything. What is it?
My two baby girls.
Right.
Three years and 2 months, and one's about 18 months.
Oh, I have to say now.
Zoe and Cecilia.
Zoe and Cecilia. Well, I think 18 months to 2 years is about my favorite. I have four kids, but that's my favorite window because they're starting to develop their personalities, but they fall over like drunk people. Like, so it's just so amazing. It's such an amazing
thing you're talking about.
I love it. I love it. That's a great answer. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
This is a funny one. Harrison Ford.
Wow.
But
okay.
I've never called him. Way back in I think it was 1997.
Right.
Somebody was calling him about a sketch for the MTV Movie Awards, which I'm not even sure if he did. But,
okay.
But I said, let me have his phone number. And I put it in my phone. Never have called him.
Doesn't
never,
matter.
You know, I didn't. I have no. He would say, "Who are you?" So I've never corresponded, but I do. Technically, he is the most famous person.
That is actually the greatest answer. That is honestly very good. The other question I'd like to ask is: think back to when you were like 8 years old.
So okay.
Again, we're Irish, so we say second class. You might be in a grade. I don't know what grade 8 years old is. Is it
eight,
second grade?
Probably third grade.
Third grade. Okay. So in third grade, did you bring a lunchbox to school? And if so, what was in it? Or did you get school lunches?
I did bring a lunchbox, and it was usually probably peanut butter and jelly.
So that's what a lot of Americans
apple
give us.
Slices. It also could have been tuna sandwich.
Ooh,
those
that's brave for an eight-year-old.
The two, oh yeah. There was,
the other kids
you always
not,
wanted the PBJ.
Yeah, shun you, the tuna boys here.
Yeah, but sometimes it would just be butter on bread. Mom sometimes would...
Was a busy lady.
Just, yeah, she's busy.
Yeah. Whatever needs to happen. And the final question I ask all of my guests, and it's a strange one, but because I don't, Will Forte, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do.
Every time?
I used to not.
Oh, you used to not?
Now
what
I do
you?
Every time. I don't know. I think, I think it is... you have to go in for fittings every once in a while for jobs.
Okay.
And then I realized, like, I go for runs. I do some kind of exercise every day and sweat goes down there. And, you know, what if somebody's coming to help, like, hem the stuff
and they're like, trouser.
And I'm just without knowing it, my nose is too far away from my feet and legs to know that I'm presenting a horrendous smell. So I just, it's also a good way to stretch. I always make the same sound. It's like I'm lifting a 1,000-pound weight, just bending down to soap my calves.
But look, Will Forte, congratulations.
I can't smell any odor.
I've asked my team. They're very polite. They've never said anything, but I don't know whether or not they're actually suffering.
You can tell me,
suffering.
Though. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Emer's given Will the real answer. Congratulations on Bodkin. It's
Thank
amazing.
You.
People watch it on Netflix. Thanks for coming in, Will.
Thank you for having me. Good to see you again.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.